很多领域，连不算的蛮开心的来的。我这个人才蛮开心的来的。也我来做了不是一地的但是。Let everything you are inside of the center here, and all of a sudden you let everything into other conditions. But we have got the other conditions. Now we are in this position. What we are doing? And leading us into other conditions. Have we improved anything?He left that, and the child would come to him now. So, you see, we try to be each other. We not try. Everyone who needs try to be each other. I not try. That is the problem.Decide to live the day, to abide by our instructions, then it's all right.
Was there any settlement? When he talked to you today, did he indicate that he wanted to come back? Or
he does not speak anything. He simply hears.We actually stick to our principles and stuff. That is Krishna. Then he is going on. Otherwise, that is good to do. So with this physical activity, it is not healthy. Not only he, anyone who does physical activity, so many big things.They have come here. That is not true. I am confident that anyone is doing things he does, they will never be there. Mogha ka mogha ka. I am not being there.
Mogha sha mogha ka.
Mogha jnana bhikkhu.
Moga Karmano, Moga Jnana Vichetasaha, Rakshashim Ashwarim Chaiva, Rakritim Mohinim Shita. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demoniac and atheistic views. In that deluded condition, their hopes for liberation, their fruitive activities, and their culture of knowledge are all defeated.There are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service, but at heart do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the Absolute Truth.
Yes.
For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tasted.Similarly, those engaged in fruitive pious activities and who are ultimately hoping to be liberated from this material entanglement will never be successful either because they deride the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. In other words, persons who mock Krishna are to be understood to be demonic or atheistic. As described in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, such demonic miscreants never surrender to Krishna. Therefore, their mental speculations to arrive at the absolute truth bring them to the false conclusion that the ordinary living entity and Krishna are one and the same. With such a false conviction, they think that the body of any human being is now simply covered by material nature, and that as soon as one is liberated from this material body, there is no difference between God and himself. This attempt to become one with Krishna will be baffled because of delusion. Such atheistic and demoniac cultivation of spiritual knowledge is always futile. That is the indication of this verse. For such persons, cultivation of the knowledge in the Vedic literature, like Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads, is always baffled. It is a great offense, therefore, to consider Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to be an ordinary man. Those who do so are certainly derided, because they cannot understand the eternal form of Krishna. In the Brihad Vaishnava Tantra, it is clearly stated that one who considers the body of Krishna to be material should be driven out from all rituals and activities of the Shruti. And if by chance one sees his face, he should at once take bath in the Ganges to rid himself of infection. People jeer at Krishna because they are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their destiny is certainly to take birth after birth in the species of atheistic and demoniac life. Perpetually their real knowledge will remain under delusion, and gradually they will regress to the darkest region of creation. The most confident of man.
Do you consider Vrsimha's position that? Do you consider Vrsimha's position that bad right now?
Everyone's position is not bad, provided he's accepted. Otherwise, he remains particularly bad. Nobody's condition is bad. What is difficult? That's what Krishna is supreme person, and am I trying to do that? And I did not do that. So that's why I tell you that all in bad condition. If he accepts it, then he gets good. One has accepted this truth, even he is superficially bad, he is good. What is this tendency? You can study it. What is his tendency?
He doesn't speak very much to me. He doesn't speak very much to me. I thought perhaps he would speak with you. He's coming back, I think.
Let him come. Let him stand his eyes. But he too. He's intelligent. He applies to him. The light in the subject. That's all.
Thank you.